This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now, our global focus this morning, the European Union is trying to figure out what to do with a non-member in their midst after voters in Switzerland passed a referendum to put limits on the number of foreigners who can live and work there. The BBC's Imogen Folks is in Geneva. Good morning.
Good morning.
Tell me about some of these new restrictions after the vote over the weekend.
Well, what the Swiss voted for is to reintroduce quotas on immigration, which means that the amount of people allowed into the country will be limited. At the moment, Switzerland has an agreement with the European Union which allows what's called free movement of labour. So anyone from the EU can come in and work. We don't know whether there will be specific nationalities or professions restricted, but there will be restrictions that moves Switzerland away from common European policy on free movement of labor.
And Switzerland, we should underscore, is not actually a member of the EU, but it's adopted treaties so it can participate in the single market. And a central principle of that is free movement of goods, but of people. So there is this contradiction now.
Yes, I think Switzerland's in a very difficult position now in, as regards its relationship with the European Union. Now, Brussels has always said to Switzerland that it can't just be a non-member and cherry pick the parts of EU policy that it likes. So in the wake of that vote, Brussels diplomats are looking very hard at the treaties it has with Switzerland and wondering basically what kind of sanctions it might impose.
The BBC's Imogen Folks in Geneva. Thank you.
Thank you.